This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The South Korean and Japanese military now say that North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea in its first public weapons launch in about 2 months, and a signal that Pyongyang is not interested in rejoining the denuclearization talks anytime soon and would rather focus on boosting its weapons arsenal. The latest launch Wednesday came after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to further boost his military capability at a high-profile ruling party conference last week. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that North Korea fired the suspected ballistic missile toward its eastern waters on Wednesday morning. It said South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities were trying to analyze more information about that launch. Australia and Japan will sign a treaty on Thursday and security cooperation in a move that has been hailed as a historic event, but something that might enrage China. Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia and Fumio Kishida of Japan are scheduled to meet in a virtual summit to sign the agreement, which Morrison said will underpin greater and more complex practical engagement between the Australian Defense Force and the Japanese Self-Defense Forces. In September, Australia signed the so-called AUKUS Trilateral Security Pact with the United States and Britain, under which those two countries pledged to help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines. The deal upset China, but said that AUKUS seriously undermined regional peace and stability. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More evidence is emerging that the Omicron coronavirus variant is affecting the upper respiratory tract, causing milder symptoms than previous variants. That's according to a World Health Organization official on Tuesday. However, he also said that the Omicron's high transmissibility means that it will become dominant within weeks in many places, which poses a threat in countries where a high portion of the population remains unvaccinated. His remarks on the reduced risk of severe disease chime with other data, including a study from South Africa, which was one of the first countries where Omicron was detected. However, they also sounded a note of caution, calling South Africa an outlet since it has a young population, among other factors. Australia is experiencing a rising number of case numbers and hospitalizations, long queues as well at testing centers, as it continues to battle the rapid spread of the virus in most states. The country recorded more than 64,000 cases Wednesday. That is up from 47,000 a day earlier. Prime Minister Scott Morrison met virtually with the National Cabinet, the leaders of Australia's states and territories, to discuss how to respond to almost daily records and new cases and rising pressure on hospitals. Morrison faces increasing calls to make rapid antigen tests available free, and some cases to relieve pressure on PCR testing centers. New South Wales, the country's most populous state, saw a record 34,000-plus new cases on Wednesday alone. The U.S. House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol requested an interview with Fox News personality Sean Hannity. This is one of former U.S. President Donald Trump's closest allies in the media, as the committee continues to widen its scope. In a letter to Hannity, Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson, a Democratic chairman of the panel, said that the panel wants to question him regarding his communications with the former president and a former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows and others in Trump's orbit in days surrounding the insurrection. A Fox spokesperson declined to comment on that request. They also said that they're reviewing the committee's letter and will respond as appropriate. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.